This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've got more about the CDC power grab with a couple of guests. Michael Bednarik will be joining us, and he's going to do a Constitution class on Constitution Day, September 17th in Austin, Texas, for all of our listeners down there. Hope you can attend. Also, Dr. Frank King is with us to talk healing revolution for back to school. So from lighter topics to very serious topics, and a special follow-up now with Jim Turner, health freedom hero. And we talked with him a couple of times along with Robert Moxley about what was going on with the attempts to overturn SB 277 in the courts in California, the forced vaccination bill that does not allow for philosophical or religious exemption, only medical if you can get it. Otherwise, you have to homeschool if you want to still school without vaccines, because even private schools are prohibited to you based on the California law there. Jim, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks a lot, Robert. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I know we can't get you on video today because you're out and about on the road, but at least we'll get your voice going strong through the airwaves here. One of the things before we get into the update on the attempts to overturn SB 277 in the courts, or at least get an injunction again, is this push by the Centers for Disease Control. I call them the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, actually. They're proposing a rule to apprehend and detain anyone, anywhere, at any time, for any duration, without due process or right of appeal, and administer forced vaccinations. Now, if I was to say this to somebody on the street, they go, "You're crazy. That wouldn't happen. It doesn't. It's not, that's just insane." But if I'm going to tell this to you, and I know you haven't seen what they put out there, what's your response?
Well, I have not seen it, and I don't know what it says precisely. But I do know that they have had an adult vaccination plan that they've laid out. They said it's voluntary. They are moving in the direction that you're talking about. It would not surprise me if they said what you said. And it is the exact thing that we need to be resistant against. And it's very important to understand that it's not only resistant against it because it, in fact, is an overreach of the government, and really does violate the rights of the individual, but also is an extremely bad way of going about protecting the public health. This is not the way that we've addressed something as dramatic as smallpox, for example. There was a Washington Post article about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, about the man responsible for eradicating smallpox in the world. It was a kind of a front page on the Post obituary of the greatest hero of the 20th century, health-wise. And in that article, they referred to mass vaccination on behalf of wiping out smallpox as superfluous. That was not the tool that was used to eliminate smallpox, according to this article. Now, of course, now that it's appeared in the paper and the history is out there to be seen, we'll see a lot of publicity saying, no, that's not correct, and so forth. But the fact of the matter is they did not use mass inoculation as a way of protecting the world against smallpox. It's very important to understand that the careful, deliberate, targeted use of vaccination is the only thing that vaccination policy has ever said was legal, and it's the only thing that actually works to help eradicate disease and protect the public health. That's part of the argument that we want to get into this SB 277 debate going on in California.
Yes, by the way, quarantine, isolation and quarantine was what kind of put out that fire in reality, not the vaccination. And, of course, we also have other ways, homeopathically, homeoprophylaxis, and naturopathic methodologies to address these diseases. None of these are considered by our governmental agencies who have put in their lot with the pharmaceutical industrial complex as if it has become a state-sanctioned religion, which I might add is in violation of the First Amendment. Now, there are a lot of violations at SB 277 level. Since we talked last, I've talked to Robert Moxley about this, but we haven't gotten to chat briefly about this. The dismissal of the original case to get an injunction, hopefully overturn SB 277. The idea was we were talking about not appealing the ruling, but in bringing to light the dangers of vaccinations, the specific things that we wanted to get on the record, which would help all of the other efforts, including legislative efforts, to overturn it.
Yes, that is correct. It's very important to understand that the decision that the judge rendered last Friday was the decision that while the debate about vaccine safety, efficacy, and public health policy is conducted in the courts, he was not going to rule that the children should be allowed to go to school. We think that's a misguided and improper decision, but he laid out the traditional pro-vaccine mandates argument in a way that it seemed like trying to appeal that made no sense. The big issue was, should we amend the complaint or should we just dismiss the suit and file a complaint that actually addresses each of the points that was made in his opinion? And we, after a couple of days of very strong involved discussion, lawyers for the plaintiffs and the plaintiffs, I might add, unanimously decided that the idea of dismissing the case, and that was something you can do in the law because the state had not filed an answer to our complaint, so we could just dismiss it. We go, okay, fine. Now you didn't answer our complaint, so now we're going to dismiss our complaint and start over with a complaint that is more targeted to the facts of the case, the limitations on vaccine efficacy, the limitations on vaccine safety, the importance of having a carefully thought out and targeted vaccine policy. Even if it's a mandatory policy, it's got to be carefully thought out and targeted. The idea that you would have a law passed by the legislature and no regulations adopted by the state health department or the state education department. So schools all over there are 1,150 school systems in the state of California, and the argument that's being made is each one of them should make up the rules that will, in fact, implement SB 277. One of the results of that is that all over the state there are different standards being used and different approaches and different ways of applying the law. We are arguing that all of that, the entire mass of all of that, needs to be subjected to very careful analysis of the facts. And we are now in the process of redrafting the complaint to specifically focus on each one of the arguments that the judge made in his case from a factual point of view. He assumes the facts in this particular opinion, and we want to say you need to look at these facts to see whether the facts that are the reality of the situation actually support the assumptions that were in the opinion that you made. That's basically the argument.
And Jim,
and we want to file a lawsuit that says that.
The facts in this case include the lack of safety data. In fact, the very real dangers and effects and side effects of vaccines that were not considered in the initial case. It's almost like you did a strike and they parried, and you learned from the parry, okay, this is not going to be the technique that's going to win this thing. We got to go back and we got to put these other things in there, which were not in the first place.
Well, we did a thrust, they did a parry, and we're now doing what would be called the riposte in the fencing world.
Right.
And we're saying you, the judicial system, has gone forward assuming a bunch of facts that are not in the record.
Right.
And that before you do your next opinion, you really have to hear all these facts. And it's really important to understand, we are not arguing against mandatory vaccination. We are arguing for the right to choice. We are arguing for saying that people should decide whether or not they should vaccinate. And we're saying under the circumstances in this situation, the right to choice is crucial. And
yes.
In fact, mm-hmm. The federal vaccine law demands informed consent. And we're saying you can't have informed consent without choice.
Now,
so
Jim,
all that's going to be in play.
Jim, we got a couple of minutes here before I got to go. But the the idea that you're not arguing against mandatory vaccines, that could upset some people that hear that. It's like, why aren't you? Why wouldn't it be good strategically to do that?
Well, what I'm saying is we are laying all the facts out about why mandatory vaccines don't make any sense. And we're doing that in the, and when I say don't make any sense, I mean,
yes.
The idea that you're going to force people to take vaccines where there's evidence they might be harmed is not a good way to protect public health. And we want to get we want that in front of the courts. And then we want that information to go to the legislature so that because in the final analysis, the judge is very clear about this, the standards for applying vaccine policy in this country will be set by legislators. The judges put the framework together about what they can do. And so what we're doing by using the right to choice argument and arguing there are all these problems with vaccines that make it reasonable for people to say, I don't want to use them, set the parameters for what the state legislature can do. And then what happens is everybody has a right to choose. And we say to the legislature, look, there are very careful, limited places where you might want to consider vaccine mandates, but they can't be without people saying we don't want to have this vaccine.
There has to be an escape clause. There has to be a way to exempt based on the facts that were not considered in the legislature as well, and that we want to and we must. And it sounds like you are, in all intents and purposes, going to get those things on the record, and this is going to be a difference maker.
Yeah, I understand. It'll be under oath during depositions is what we're going for.
Yes.
And so we'll have experts, we'll have people who understand health policy who will say the way that the state law is pushed forward is not the only way that we could use policy, and in fact it's not the best way.
Not at all.
And
in fact we've got to go, so we're going to have to follow up again, Jim, but it's always great to have you on board here, and that includes, in a federal case, the ability to subpoena people like William Thompson, CDC whistleblower, Richard Pan, the medical doctor in the Senate there in California. So there's a lot more to this story, and we'll keep covering it with you, Jim.
Okay, thank you very much, Robert. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks, folks. We got a lot more healing to go. Michael Badnarik up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Joining us now from ConstitutionPreservation.org, he's the author of this book. Hopefully you can see it here. Those of you who are watching on the YouTube and other places, you're going to catch this. Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms. You can get this book for free if you go to Michael Badnarik's next seminar on the Constitution, September 17th, Constitution Day in Southwest Austin. Michael Badnarik, my friend, so good to see you and also have you back on the radio show.
Well, thank you so much. It's always good to promote liberty with you.
Yes, and I want to be at your Austin event, but we had the great privilege of having you. Not a right, because I wouldn't put a gun to your head and force you to do anything. I know better. The great privilege to have you out with us. And like I said, folks, if you have an opportunity to see Michael teach the Constitution class, you have one now. And if you're in Houston, if you're in Dallas, if you're in San Antonio, I know it's, you know, it's Texas is big, but it is worth traveling from wherever you're going to be on Constitution Day. Now, before we get details of that, Michael, there's a story here, and I don't have time to go into depth because it's a short segment with you. The CDC wants to be able to tell you that you have a disease, whether you do or not. Just trust us. And then they're going to mandate, force you to get vaccinated. They're going to quarantine you. What are they going to do? Did you see this?
I did see that article. I could not believe the title. I mean, this reaches the limits of audacity for our government. They are basically telling us that they plan to treat us like cattle, that we have no right over our own body, and that they will take us and use us like the property that they consider us to be. And I looked at the web link, and the editor commented that this is exactly the reason the Second Amendment was established. Mm-hmm. You know, if the government is going to literally abuse your body. I get to decide who abuses my body and how she's going to do that. And this is not one of the allowed ways.
Right, because they can claim you have SARS, which is called Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. There is no test to determine that. You got a cough? Oh, Michael, come right this way. We've got an injection for you. And, of course, I mean, the audacity of it, I think their desperation is showing. Of course, in California, they've succeeded in gaining a mandated situation with limited exemption. And that's, I'm hurting a little bit for our friends in California. At the same time, we warned you, you know, that they would be willing to do something like this because it's what government does when left unchecked.
Well, I have a severe case of SILS, S-I-L-S, Severe Independence and Liberty Syndrome, and there's no way I'm going to let anybody come at me with a syringe. I can't even fathom the government making this statement public. I mean, I can imagine them having this on a secret document in Stone Mountain someplace where this is their plan, but to announce it, I mean, how out of touch do the American public have to be not to read that and just storm the White House with pitchforks and torches?
Yes.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I think the CDC at this point needs to be defunded. It's a criminal organization. It's filled with people who are, just doing their job, right? Let's go back to Nazi Germany and tell all the people, I was just doing my job. I was just following orders. You want to follow those orders, you can follow them right to, an incineration tank of your own making to get rid of those vaccines along with the people who are willing to inject them in violation of your consent or lack thereof.
You know, I'm always looking for a tall tree and a short rope. These people are out of their minds. And the American people need to realize that voting and petitioning is no longer a legitimate solution to these problems. We need to stand up and, you know, make these people accountable for their actions.
Yeah. Michael, you were with me in spirit in Las Vegas. We had a great time. I don't know. I sent you the picture with the Vegas showgirls that I thought you might see and enjoy. We went to see the Prince Purple Rain event, and my friend and your friend Roseanne Lindsay was there, as well as some other naturopaths, and it was a great time. And I also spoke on the difference between privileges and rights, thanks to you, to the naturopaths there.
Well, thank you for the picture. I think I was suffering from a little bit of a heart problem because I suddenly got short of breath when I was looking at you standing next to those girls. I would have liked to have been there for that.
Well, next time we're in Vegas, you're coming with us, my friend, because, that's the kind of experience that you just, it makes you smile, makes you get up and dance and sing, too. And you know what makes me smile? You do. And the Constitution class that you're going to be teaching in Austin, Texas, September 17th, Constitution Day, Southwest Austin, in a Holiday Inn Express, right? And it's going to be fantastic. Remember, you get this book when you go for free. Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms. I want to say thank you to Michael for being on board here. We're going to be coming right back with Dr. Frank King with the Healing Revolution, another revolution of another type, but with healing. So go check out Michael Badnarik in Austin, Texas, in just a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
All right, on the count of three.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
We are going to start a revolution, okay?
The revolution will be broadcast.
Woo!
Say you want a revolution.
Dr. Frank King, I don't know how you sleep at night with all the people that say, thanks, Dr. King. And you could be sleeping in the middle of the night. I'm in the middle of Vegas, midnight. I'm going, thanks, Dr. King. You're like, why are you thanking me? Because you got the burnout remedy. It's keeping me going through Vegas last weekend.
Oh, yes. It's because I take the burnout. That's why we can do so much. you know, take that regularly. It's a, you know, it's a doer's remedy. You know, it's one of those things that where we know how to balance our lives, don't we, Robert? But,
mm-hmm.
But when we're on a mission, when we're on purpose, when we're on a high calling, if you will, you know, like we are, you know, we do stretch it. We burn at both ends to the point where we do need that burnout and just to, but we can bounce back. We, you take that right before you go to bed, you sleep better because it's not a stimulant.
Right.
And when you wake more refreshed, and you take it through the day, it gives you that extra energy. It gives you extra, not only energy, it's like a stimulant,
mm-hmm.
but it restores your burned out nervous system so you can press through the stress moments.
Yes.
You're pushing it. And then you can sleep better at night as well because you're healing and restoring. That's the beauty. I love the burnout. It's the only way to address burnout that I know of.
Yeah, safely. Safely. And it's not to say we don't want friends and loved ones to sometimes, hey, you need to back off a little bit, right? That's okay, too. But I'm telling you, when I have those weekends away and we do these events that we do, it's like one of those go-to things that I don't travel without.
Right. And we all should, living in today's world, part of not just surviving in the 21st century, but thriving in the 21st century, it is essential. I have not found, I found burnout to be one of my number one remedies to go to be able to create that thriving in the 21st century.
Beautiful. And think about it. Kids are now, if they aren't already back to school after the Labor Day weekend, they're definitely going. And this is something that, think about your students, especially your high schoolers or college kids. That's one of those remedies in a care package. If you have to ship it out or just hand it to them before they go, give them a spray before and after school. That's something I'm thinking to consider too.
Definitely. It's part of, helping your kids have the best school year ever. Kids are being pushed. They're under a lot of academic pressures these days. They're overemphasizing, in my opinion, we academics. We should have balance in school, right? We should, as parents, if we're going to be involved in PTA.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, with PTO is the shaft on the end of the tractor that makes equipment turn. agriculture. With the PTA meetings, we need to think how to help our children have super health and balance in school. Mm-hmm. And burnout, academic pressures is so a wonderful remedy. Along with this also, there's a lot of anxiety. The social media today has created, a social phenomenon where everything is more intense, Robert. Everything in school, if you happen to show up with a floater in your right nostril, it's Snapchatted and it's out in
the world.
Text, and it's, everybody knows. I mean, you're under so much more pressure. Your kids are under so much more pressure in today's world that it's intensified. So watch your kids. Observe them. See if you notice the signs of anxiety, because the anxiety and nervous formula is one of the most wonderful remedy, and we see the demand for that in kids, the results of that in kids manifesting at a very high percentage these days, Robert.
Yeah, when we goofed up and did something silly, it didn't end up plastered all over planet Earth in something called social media, so I guess that anxiety could be very real and deeply disturbing for kids.
It is. The intensity is so much. So as the parents, we need to be keen to this, not to be helicopters, chasing kids around, floating or hovering over them. Over-parenting is not what I'm talking about. It's about being real parents and being there with your kids and their needs. So along with that, our stress control formula is another great one, the anxiety formula. Right. Another one I would say we need to be aware of is EMFs. Electromagnetic fields, frequencies, these are all very huge. We used to think our kids with a big backpack, it was the weight of the books affecting our spines. It's the EMFs coming from our laptop and a battery up against the spine of your child. Your circuit breaker control system of your child is being magnetized and EMF'd and creating issues with dysfunction, neurological disorganization, and creating problems, confusion. It's the EMFs from that. And why do they call them laptops? Because the last place you want to put those things on your lap where you have the future of your grandchildren at stake here.
Yeah,
you don't want
to fry those gonads. Now, Dr. King, I'm not aware of any safety studies that they did, because we grew up in a time where phones were something that were plugged into the wall. You might even have to use a rotary. That's how old we are. But to have, phones everywhere in your pocket, around, right on your spine, as you said, in a backpack, constantly these EM fields, and now they're adding more 4G, 5G, et cetera.
We know there haven't been safety studies done, and the ones that are conducted outside of the industry are troubling in what they're revealing.
You just search it. There's organizations out there. I think I just can't think of the website. It might be EMF.com, or but you search it. Look for studies on EMFs, electromagnetic fields. You're going to see thousands of studies done, you know, on this and affecting everything from hyperactivity and ADD and autism to basic confusion to even cancers.
Right.
And so we want to, you know, cell phones are, you know, there against our kids as well, and all the wireless routers, and the EMF grid is just growing crazy.
Yeah.
And how do we want to be smart and how to be intelligent. And one, of course, is homeopathy. We have an EMF detox, which is a great remedy that neutralizes the negative effects of EMFs on all of us, because we're all in the grid. There's very few people. You might be off the grid even in your house, but everything around you is not. It's,
right.
It's there. So you get in your car. I've been carrying for decades around some EMF, different EMF meters, and it's amazing when you turn on your car, you know, those EMFs are radiating you, and even in some cases, all the way to the back seat of the vehicle. And so we want to be smart. We thinkers are going to be the people who survive and thrive in the 21st century, and we need to be proactive on this, because there's no organization that's going to come out and say, oh, no, sorry, there's no safe, cell phones or laptops anymore. Who's going to do that? There's no motivation. There's no money. There's no,
right.
You know, how long did C. Everett Koop have to keep putting that message on cigarette packs? You know, what was that, in the late 60s or early 70s or 70s maybe?
Yeah, it took a long time to get it there.
It was the 70s.
Yeah.
And then it's been, how long did it take being on there before even people started to listen to that? You know, so, you know, look at all the suffering, all the people, you know, dying from lung cancer, just because they did not fully accept it to the point of making a change. Now, this hopefully, you know, it's got the same addiction issues here with media. We need media to survive today, but we want to be smart and intelligent on how we safely and apply media and deal with this. So there are safe solutions, Robert. That's the good news.
Yeah, EMF detox, one of my favorite ever since we connected to do radio together, Dr. King. And another important thing when you're sending your kids into these EMF heavy zones in a lot of these schools. What other things have you been hitting? I know this is a topic you've been talking about a lot. A few more minutes we have together to discuss some back-to-school remedies.
Well, there is a lot of them. Actually, we just finished 5 episodes on this. You can get on iHeartMedia, on the Healing Revolution. But some of the ones that I think are really great, you can help your kids by communicating with them, learning the difference between feeling the difference between eating good food and junk food, I just encourage not to be pushy, but to be real with your kids. And there's little things that can be just devastating from, you know, if your child's overweight, there's the facts for overweight, there's ways to address those kind of things, to something like as simple as better breath. Check your child. Do they have bad breath? That's going to be socially devastating to a child in school. And we have the better breath formula. We have a teeth and gums formula for oral health of your kids. How many parents talk to their kids about constipation? And so many kids can go constipated for most of their life before they even realize, okay, I should be having like 2 bowel movements a day. I only have 2 a week.
Right.
You know, and so something like that that's creating toxicity in our kids, and how many parents really have that conversation there with them. So, that's with that being what I call healing revolution parents.
Mm-hmm.
Learning about these subtle little things, and there's dozens of these that I went through, from dealing with everything from allergies. Who likes the snotty nose kids sneezing around them, or chronic cough? we're going in, going to be going into the cold months again. How many of us are monitoring the humidity in our homes? And, you know, what happens when our homes dry out here this fall and winter, early winter, you know, for us, Robert, who are up in these colder climates, it dries out right away. And if your nose goes dry and you lose the moisture in your nose, now you're right there's where your first line of defense is in those mucus, moist mucus membranes of your nose, mast cells that right. keeps those rhinoviruses. You know, there's 2,000 of them that right. cause head colds.
You and are so, right. And, you know, Dr. King, we really hit a few times already, and it's so important, like the multi-strain flu relief formula, because I'm telling you, advertisements year-round, but heavy now, going back to school, the drugstores are all saying, come in, get your flu shot, and we'll even give a free flu shot to a third-world child who never gets the flu. I mean, that's the crazy stuff we're dealing with. So I want folks that, you know, you reach out, go to kingbio.com or go to your local health food store where the King Bio remedies are and really establish a genuine safe medicine cabinet, and that you'll have your kids prepared. You won't have to resort, likely, you won't have to resort to allopathic toxic interventions this school season. Dr. King, always appreciative of your powerful message of bringing that healing back where it belongs.
Oh, I'm attracted to your power, my friend.
KingBio.com. Check them out. 800-543-3245. Prepare. Your kids are going back to school. We've got the remedies for them. Thanks, Dr. King.
You're welcome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Dr. Frank King. You can call him at 800-543-3245. That's kingbio.com during the week, Eastern Time, U.S. Now, super. I have to mention to folks, because we've been just on the go today with so much to do on the show. In between the breaks, people don't hear us talking usually, unless the board op slips. But we, you know, the metabolism question that Captain Morgan asked. There's so much more to it. I was kind of focused in one area, very simple stuff that people could do. But I want to acknowledge that we need to discuss this more on the air because you have absorbed so much over the years. There's so much more to that question of metabolism.
You know, and it's something that it's almost like the holy grail, mm-hmm. especially for people, whether they're trying to lose weight or they're training for, you know, athletic events or things of that nature, that, you know, everybody's looking for that silver bullet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, what's the thing that I can do? And there's, right. it's a combination, like anything else. It's a combination of things, and there's lots of different ways, and it depends on your body type and, you know, and all kinds of things. So, yeah, I think it's a legitimate question, and it's something we don't talk about much because we get so focused on stuff that's going on in the news that it's really cool that Captain Morgan brings up these real life basic questions that a lot of people are asking.
Yeah, she kind of grounds us, doesn't she?
Indeed, sir.
So you ground me. That's not a bad thing.
You complete me.
You're grounded. Yes. No. All right. So let's see. What are we going to wrap up with? Oh, September 11th, the Cancer Prevention Convention, Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's the next one up. Ty Bollinger will be there. Family will be there. We are going to, I'm looking forward to seeing Marlon, Glenn, and family as well. So you're on notice, buddy. You can bring your family. We want to get big hugs from the Glenn family up there. They're in Detroit. So with that, if you want to be motivated to alter your metabolism, you might not want to do what these rats and these humans have done in this latest study. Two studies. And to kick that off, here's the theme music. Yeah, wrapping it up, heading to the weekend with some cannabis studies, two of them, one rat, one human, one in Canada, one in England. And the rat one in Canada basically said that if you are loaded on THC, you're just not motivated to do the hard stuff, right? They were given two
tasks. One was hard, one was easy. And the rats who were chose the easy task. And if they were really high, they didn't do anything. I know that's news to everybody that's used cannabis in that way. Like, what do we find that people that are high on THC, what do?
They usually sit on the couch, eat nachos, and watch Beavis and Butthead.
Right. Now, the question is that a permanent thing? Is that a long-term thing? Like, when you stop doing that, when you're not high? And that was the other question. And it says, for pot smokers, ambition may go up in smoke. Interesting headline, right? Cheech and Chong and everything like that. But the question is, right, because they confirmed the same thing in the rat study, when humans are high, they're just not motivated to do a lot of stuff, right? The question is it permanent, right? Because that's the thing. If you're a stoner, they say, oh, you're never going to get amount to anything. You're not going to do any work. And, you know, I thought the positive thing about of cannabis in all of its trappings and the cannabinoids is that it seems to make people less easy to be programmed. And I think that's not good for the programmers, but it might be good if you don't want to be programmed. But the question is, if you won't fit into society and go out and do work, are you going to be a drain or a drag on society? And that's been one of the digs on pot smokers. But this study says that once you stop, and I don't mean like you stop and you don't do it anymore at all, but when you're not high, that motivations appear. And see if I'm reading this right, Super Don. Your motivation comes back and you can get stuff done.
Yeah, it's a temporary effect. And look, I would equate it to the same thing that happens when people go out and they have a few drinks. People are less likely to go and probably do some kind of rigorous tasks or be motivated to go and do stuff when they're drunk, other than maybe getting fistfights or drive a car into a telephone pole.
Not too bad.
But, you know, it's...
You got Mike right
know.
Now.
Again,
I'll be here
it's
soon.
It's one of those things where it's almost a moment of duh.
Right. Well, almost. But we couldn't say we knew definitively that it wasn't a long-term thing. We had kind of circumstantial evidence watching folks that do this occasionally or even a lot. But here, this was published in Psychopharmacology on September 1st, so it's very recent, and it tentatively suggests that long-term cannabis use may not result in residual
motivation. Yep, I'm finding it right now.
When people stop using it. By the way, the CBD did not have that same impact as the THC. It didn't take motivation away at all. So that's a good sign. So that's it, folks. We're out of time. We're going to go off through a three-day weekend. We'll probably be back to do some live broadcasts anyway, because that's just what we do. The Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, Super Don, Captain Morgan, and everybody, thanks for being here. The power to heal is yours.
Okay, I got that song. When do you want to play it?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression
that people form of you or your business.
So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com.
Call 800-831-0771 now.
That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.